And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Oh.
Boom. Dumb son of a bitch.
Fuck you.
No, wrong button.
I hate you.
Dumb son of a bitch.
We'll find it eventually. Speaking of dumb sons of bitches, here are some of these college terrorists, allegedly, who are occupying land. I thought occupying land was illegal. I thought that was some sort of colonization, white supremacy actions. But no, I guess colonizing and occupying college campuses that you're allowed to do, by the way, because... this is a psychological operation and a political weapon over here. They don't even know why they're doing it. They have no idea what the hell's going on. Here is a peak example of your average college numbnut, some dumb fucker accruing a shit ton of college debt, getting real dumb degrees, and go and blame the rest of the world when they exit this fucking daycare for adults and can't land a real job because they got some sort of stupid degree in rainbow dildo archaeology, anthropology, or some stupid shit like that. Anyhow, here is Gateway Pundit. Student protester at NYU appears unaware why she's even there. Turns to question her dipshit friend, who, surprise, doesn't know why she's there. This isn't an accident. None of these idiots know why they're there. They just know that they're allowed to go to this area and party. That's what they're doing. They're doing drugs. They're hanging out. They're doing a drum circle like a bunch of fucking weirdos. Matthew McConaughey, we see you. That's that guy's last name. You don't talk about. And what they're doing is they're exerting the only type of power that they can. These are dumb lefty college numbnuts who are occupying college land. And they are feeling like they are victorious and they are powerful for the first time in their dipshit daddy issue life. And so they love this. This is a drug for them. This is a dopamine release for them. It's a dopamine hit. Having the cops show up and tell them to leave, and then the cops being forced to not take them in, not, knock them to the ground, cuff them, drag them for, setting up and occupying and stealing a part of a college land. They sit there and the college institution will say, okay, well, listen, we'll give you a deadline of this, a deadline of that. They keep pushing the deadline. They tell the cops to go away. The cops aren't allowed to do their jobs. Well, then these idiots go, oh, my God, then look at this. I'm a resistance fighter, just like Che Guevara. Che Guevara would throw you off a fucking roof. Che Guevara killed a bunch of gay people. That was like the first people that, after they overthrew Cuba, they went and they killed were gay people. But all of these LGBTQ resistance fighters for Palestine on these college campuses, they love Che Guevara and they love this sense of empowerment that they have because, again, the machine wants this. You only have that power because the machine is letting you do that. If the college campus wanted you off the college campus, you'd be off the college campus. It's real simple. You're a bunch of dumb morons. Again, you don't even know why you're there. None of this is legitimate. None of it's organic. This is all a calculated mess over here being perpetrated on us by people who allow this to happen. And so this is a continuation of these people being allowed to block freeways, block airports, block bridges without any repercussions. Zero. None of those people, they get washed off the fucking bridge. And then 5 minutes later, they're released back out. No charges. They don't face any penalties because they are protected. The machine wants them to do this. They want this election cycle's BLM movement, or this election cycle's pussy hat movement. Notice how none of these things ever fucking continue after the election cycle. They're all whipped up. They're all generated. They're all protected. They're all amplified, and they all phase out the minute that the election is over. This is to keep people rattled, keep people separated, keep people busy, not talking about political persecution or a dipshit scumbag with dementia using the Department of Justice to arrest his political opponent and keep his political opponent in a courtroom all day long for months on end over bullshit charges. No one's talking about that because you got these dumb idiots over here going, we care so much about Palpatine. You don't even know what you're talking about. You don't know what's going on. And again, this is supposed to be our best and our brightest. These are the fuckers at Columbia. These are the geniuses at Yale and Harvard. A bunch of dipshit, loser, lefty scumbags who don't know what they're doing. They have no idea what's going on. And they want us to pay off their college debt so they can go over here and LARP as resistance fighters screaming death to America. Go fuck yourself, scumbags. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video, supporting the channel. You know, we kept up to date on dumb lefties not even knowing why they are protesting. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.